this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Burkina Faso's military promises unity transitional government. Baghdad car bombs kill 34 Shiite pilgrims. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Burkina Faso's army, which seized power last Friday, says it'll install a unity government to oversee a political transition sparked by the ouster of longtime President Blaise Compaoré. The military of the West African nation says all of the components of the transitional body will be adopted by a broad consensus. However, there were no other details. Sunday's announcement in Ouagadougou follows hours of widespread confusion about who will run the country. A short while after Mr. Compaoré's forced resignation, two military officers each claimed to be in charge. The military on Saturday named one of them, Lieutenant Colonel Yakuba Isaac Zita, to head the transition. France says a UN employee suffering from Ebola was flown to the country from Sierra Leone for treatment. A spokesman at France's UN mission in New York says the worker was placed in high-security isolation in a military hospital outside Paris. The worker's name and nationality have not been disclosed. The UNICEF worker is the second person to receive Ebola treatment in France since the epidemic erupted in Guinea late last year and then spread to Sierra Leone and Liberia. A bomb attack in the Lahore region of Pakistan killed at least 55 people and wounded more than 100. The attack occurred near the Wagha border crossing with India, where a lowering of the flag ceremony is held every evening. A Pakistani militant faction called Jamaat-ul-Ahrar claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing. The group says it was revenge for deaths caused by Pakistan's army during counterinsurgency operations. This is VOA News. Three car bombings targeting Shiite pilgrims in Baghdad killed at least 34 people on Sunday. One of the blasts killed 14 in a tent where people were delivering food to pilgrims while they were heading to the holy city of Karbala for a religious observance. Two other bombings later, one in downtown Baghdad and another in Sadr City, killed at least 20 others. Pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine voted in controversial elections that Kiev and the West say they will not recognize. The separatists, who control parts of eastern Ukraine's Luhansk and Donetsk regions, held elections Sunday for leadership and legislative bodies in the areas they control. The United Nations, the European Union, and the United States have called the rebel vote illegal, saying it violates Ukraine's constitution and the ceasefire agreement reached in September between separatists and Ukraine's government. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military says there is intensive movement of troops and weapons from Russia into separatist-controlled eastern Ukraine, where the voting was held. A new report on global warming says climate change is set to inflict severe, widespread, and irreversible impacts unless carbon emissions are cut sharply and rapidly. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's study finds that climate change has already increased the risk of severe heat waves and other extreme weather. It also warns of things getting worse, including food shortages and violent conflicts. Here's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
If we act now, immediately and decisively, we have the means to build a better and more sustainable world. Many tools and technologies are already available. Renewable energy sources are increasingly economically competitive.
Mr. Bond says a quick, decisive action will build a better and sustainable future, while inaction would be costly. A special tribunal in Bangladesh handed down the death sentence to a senior leader of that country's largest Islamist party for war crimes more than 40 years ago. The court in Dhaka found Mir Qasim Ali guilty Sunday for crimes committed during the nation's independence war against Pakistan in 1971 when he was commander of the Al Badr militia force. The 62-year-old media tycoon is thought to be one of the top financiers of the Jamaat-e-Islami party. Kenya's Wilson Kipsang and Mary Kaitani won the top men's and women's titles in the New York City Marathon. The race on Sunday was held in cold and windy conditions and slowed the pace from the start. Kipsang won the 42-kilometer race in a time of 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 59 seconds. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.
Carrie finishing up her tour in Australia. Word has it she's going to headline the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival in January. Welcome to VOA 1, the hits. Here's Meghan Trainor, number one in the U.S. for an eighth week. All about that bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Boom. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back, go ahead.
'cause you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 'cause you know I'm all about that bass.
Superman, they gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. City's full of life, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
your skin and how it mixes in with mine. The way it feels to be completely intertwined. Not that I didn't care, it's that I didn't know. It's not what I didn't feel, it's what I didn't show. So let me be, and I'll set you free. I am in misery, and there ain't nobody who can comfort me. Oh yeah, why won't you answer me? The silence is slowly killing me. Oh yeah, girl, you really got me bad. You really got me bad. And I'm gonna get you back, and I wanna get you back, yeah. You say your faith is shaken, and you may be mistaken. You keep me wide awake and waiting for the sun.
On the one.
Yeah.
That's Fall Out Boy, whose lead singer Patrick Stump became a father just a couple weeks ago. His little boy is named Declan. I'm guessing Patrick's not getting too much sleep right now. That's their brand new single. It's called Centuries. Well, last week, Daniel Radcliffe, you know, Harry Potter, did a great job rapping Alphabet Aerobics by Blackalicious. It's on my Twitter page. You really need to see it. Well, Daniel says he was crippled with a case of nerves before he went on stage because Blackalicious was watching as he performed on The Tonight Show. It turns out band director Questlove produced their second album, but Daniel nailed it. Coming up on The Hits, Taylor Swift, Tiesto, and more.
Restless tonight, 'cause I wasted the light. Between both these times, I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned, and not that I can. But you should be mine, across that line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, and just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? I promise I might not walk on by, maybe next time, but not this time. Even though I know I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? Even though I know I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. Even though I know I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? If I traded it all, if I gave it
time. Good morning and good night. I wake up at twilight. It's gonna be alright. We don't even have
from 1989. It's Taylor Swift, Shake It Off on VOA1.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing.